I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing the music program. I played a little while ago a song written by Jack Siegel. That was When Sunny Gets Blue, that's right.
I peeked in to say good night. Then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered. All the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. Just before the dawn was breaking, I peeked in, and on her bed in gay profusion lying there, lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be a hundred, I will never lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair.
Harry Belafonte and the Belafonte Folk Singers sang Scarlet Ribbons, a song written by Jack Siegel and Evelyn Danzig in 1949. Most beautiful song which Jerome Kern wrote early in his career was this one, written in 1913 for a London show called The Girl from Utah. He collaborated with Herbert Reynolds to write They Didn't Believe Me.
Don't know how it happened quite. May have been the summer night. May have been, well, who can say? Things just happen anyway. All I know is I said yes, hesitating more or less. And you kissed me where I stood, just like any fellow would. And when I told them how wonderful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. I think your lips, your eyes, your your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. How could they believe me, that from this great big world you've chosen me? From this great big world, you've chosen me.
Julia Sanderson sang They Didn't Believe Me just as she sang it in the New York production of The Girl from Utah in 1914. My next selection is a song that was a hit in 1965 for the Righteous Brothers and for Cilla Black.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips, and there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You've lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome in your eyes when I reach for you. And girl, you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying, 'cause baby, something beautiful's dying. You've lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you if you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't, don't, slip away. Baby, 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 begging you please, I need your love,
You've Lost That Loving Feeling, sung by Glen Campbell. It was written by Cynthia Vile and her husband Barry Mann and Phil Spector. Next two songs are a tribute to the British songwriter Frederick Hollander. He wrote the songs for more than 100 movies, four times nominated for Academy Award for the Best Film Songs. I'm going to play two songs which Frederick Hollander composed.
See what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I'm having the same. Go see what the boys in the back room will have, and give them the poison they name. And when I die, don't spend my money on flowers and my picture in a frame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same. And when I die, don't buy a casket of silver with the candles all aflame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same. I die, don't pay the preacher for speaking of my glory and my fame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same. Around me like moths around the flame.
Frederick Hollander wrote Falling in Love Again for Marlene Dietrich to sing in a German film, The Blue Angel, in about 1930. Reg Connolly wrote English lyrics for the song, and that led to the recording that you heard by Billie Holiday. And Hollander also wrote Marlene Dietrich's song, The Boys in the Back Room, from the movie Destry Rides Again. Hollander collaborated with Frank Lesser for that one.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you, that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Day, how it will astound you, that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever.
Clear Day You Can See Forever, the title song from a 1965 Broadway show, songs written by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner. That recording was by Ed Ames.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I was naive. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand. To be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
That was I Didn't Know What Time It Was. It was sung by Jane Morgan. Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart wrote I Didn't Know What Time It Was for a 1939 Broadway show called Too Many Girls. It's time for me to play a recording by my singer of renown, which I normally do at this time of my program. Today it's a German soprano, Erna Berger, born in October of 1900, and by age 26 she was singing in operatic roles, then in Germany, and then to other centres throughout the world in the USA, and she apparently gave concerts in Australia in the 1930s. Well, I certainly didn't hear them. Erna Berger, she's going to sing with Charles Kuhlmann a delightful song from the operetta The Gypsy Baron. Erna Berger, my singer of renown for this week, sang with Charles Corman Für uns getrau from the Gypsy Baron, a composition of Johann Strauss. I guess it became worldwide in its knowledge in 1938 when, with new lyrics, as One Day When We Were Young, it was introduced in The Great Waltz. That recording of The Way We Were was by Henry Mancini, his piano and orchestra. It was written for a 1973 motion picture. It was the title song, written by Marvin Hamlisch, Marilyn and Alan Bergman. My next selection is a song that was introduced in an operetta in New York in 1911.
Etiquette is a dull, dreary thing. I just hate it all, and I
I want to be a prima donna. Art is calling me. That's a delightful song written by Victor Herbert for a 1911 operetta, The Enchantress. And that recording was by Leslie Garrett, British soprano. In 1938, the song that you'll hear now was introduced in New York in a show called The Knickerbocker Holiday. Music by Kurt Vile, lyrics by Maxwell Anderson, and for me, it's the most melodic of Kurt Vile's composition, September Song.
A song that has been done many times. We'd like to take a crack at it for our album, the great immortal song, Made Immortal by Walter Houston. Remember?
When you are a young man courting the girls, you're playing a waiting game. When a maid refuses with tossing curls, you let the old earth take a couple of whirls, and you ply her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time goes along, she'll come your way, and you're through with the waiting game. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September. Turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. All the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend. I'll spend with you.
That was Mel Torme singing September Song from the New York show Knickerbocker Holiday.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's that bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe in you. Take heart, I take heart. the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth.
I Believe in You. That was a song written by Frank Lesser for the lead character in the show How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying to purvey in 1961. Shirley Bassey sang it with Johnny Scott's orchestra.
Sat beside her there. At first there was heard not one little word. Then coyly she took one sly little look, and something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart began beating wild inside. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you'd do too. She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She wanted to stay, but knew she should go. She wasn't so sure that he'd be good. She wasn't even sure that she'd be good. She wanted to rest, all cuddled and pressed, a palpable part of somebody's heart. She loved to be on a floor with him, but not behind a bolted door with him. And what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too.
Over the international microphone to warble a few bars of Something to Remember You By, Judy Garland and Bing Crosby.
Oh, give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be.
Oh, I'll pray for you, night and day for you. It will see me through like a child till you're returning.
Oh, give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me. Oh, give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something meaning love cannot die.
Meaning love cannot die.
No matter where.
Though I pray for you
night and day, for you
it will see me through like a charm till your returning. So give me something to remember you by when you far away from
me. Well, Bob Hope did my job introducing that one, Something to Remember You By, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and sung by Bing Crosby and Judy Garland in 1944 for the American Armed Forces Radio Service.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, it's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, and you're my honey, honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, 'cause you're my honey, honey. Flowers droop and sigh when you're passing by, and I know the reason why. Your perfection, goodness knows, and you're my honey, honey, honey. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. On the avenue, people look at you, and I know just why they do. Your perfection, goodness knows, and you're my honey. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honey, honey, sun rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, my honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cap. You're my sugar, it's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confession,
passion, goodness knows. You're my honey, it's a rose. You're my honey. Honey, honey, honey.
Honeysuckle Rose, written by Fats Waller, sung by Anita O'Day.